What performance styles are being consciously explored in Singapore, and what sources are inspiring them?
Okay. I've come into this fairly late in my life, so I may be making some very kind of like misinformed comments right now, but I think there's a lot of work that claims to be very post-traumatic, in the sense that it questions post-dramatic. Post-traumatic? Post-dramatic. Post-dramatic work, you know, in the sense that it questions theatre as a kind of monolith. It questions theatre as a received institution, and it questions received ways of making theatre. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, messes around with, you know, conventional theatre strategies. So, you know, like the work Theatre Works does is very much in this vein, where it's very much taken away. The text is arbitrary at best, and it's, well, that's not a fair thing to say. I mean, the thing is a text. The whole thing is a text. So, but in a conventional sense of there being a performance text from which to perform, like a play, basically, you know, they have a kind of difficult relationship with that, and it's all very movement driven. I feel there's a lot of very expressive, almost dance like style that I see in a lot of this kind of work, and but also like there's a kind of interesting quirky movement that's happening right now with like companies like Cake, for example, where they try and tell stories, but in broken down, visually arresting, very visually inventive ways that sometimes I feel don't really add up as a whole, and sometimes it can be a little bit intractable, or like at its worst, I think, impermeable. And they seem to revel in the kind of meaninglessness of it, I think. So that's the kind of style you see on the so-called cutting-edge avant-garde. And my own sense with it is that it's actually kind of old-fashioned, in the sense that a lot of this kind of breaking down form, you know, screwing with your audience, screwing with text, playing with language, it's not a particularly new idea. It's like, you know, the European artists were doing it like as early as the 1920s, last century. But, you know, because of the cultural imperative created by European modernists in the 1920s to invent and to, you know, and to break down form, I think a lot of artists in Singapore, maybe Asia in general, kind of inherit that need to be avant-garde, which is actually a very European kind of imperative. So like, and so I kind of question that, and I'm concerned about that. And because I think that there is, and I'm still answering your question, I think there is a way to be so-called cutting edge without adopting the strategies and principles of, you know, 1920s and later style European, American, European avant-garde strategies, right? Like, I think, in a way, returning to the text is, and you know, certain kinds of realism and naturalism are, in fact, fairly radical given the times, right? I think that one of the most radical things you can do actually is to return to, in Singapore at least, return to those kind of fundamentals of what it means to, what it's meant to make theatre, right? Like good writing, solid directing, fine performances, right? And you know, there's also a lot of that going on. So you have a mix of styles, I guess, and there's some very fine performance and fine acting, fine writing coming out of many theatre companies in Singapore. And then, of course, you have a lot of very base level stuff that is more like variety theatre, you know, the analogy being variety TV. And that's great too. It's great too, yeah. So there's lots of styles. Yes.